My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you once again from those high Rocky Mountains in the USA here in Idaho. Good to be back with you today. Three-day weekend coming up, I guess. Yes, sirree. It's a three-day weekend again, and everybody's looking forward to that, I'm sure, except for some people I know down in Mississippi and Louisiana. A lot of people not looking forward to a fun weekend. I'll tell you what, it's been quite a day here, folks. We've had a lot of emotions going on here at our two police and military associations. I've had a lot of emotions myself. And I want to talk to you about them for just a minute and open the phone lines up tonight. I think that, like our police and soldiers and dear friends and brothers and sisters in the private sector, we're going through a lot of emotions over this thing that's going on there in our nation, with our nation's people. A lot of emotions, different emotions, people saying things and feeling things and speaking out right now, and we're hearing a lot of it. We're hearing a lot of it here at our two police and military associations. And I want to tell you that I had kind of a crack in my armor today because I took about a half hour off from my work here answering our email and phones and so forth and working on the next police and military newsletter here. I was watching the pictures, and the pictures of the people, most of them not of my race, but they are my countrymen. And the women and the children and the men who've lost their wives and people that have lost their family members and grandmothers who have died because we couldn't seem to get water to our countrymen over the last 4 or 5 days. But we could, within 2 days, have tremendous water drops after the tsunami in down in the Pacific. 2 days after, we had big Chinook helicopters dropping tons and tons of water to those people down there, but for some reason we couldn't get water to our own people in this nation until 3-4 days later. And right now people are still without water down there. What's going on, folks? Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about it. I'd like to hear from you too, so we'll open the phone lines up. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Okay, we're back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, here at our headquarters for our two police military associations up in Idaho, USA. And the phones are already ringing. Yes, I know there is a lot of talk right now and a lot of emotions going on, because I was sitting for about a half an hour this morning watching the television while eating a sandwich and took a break. And I saw my fellow Americans' lives totally destroyed. And I just started weeping. I literally, all of a sudden, just broke out weeping, because I'm an old cop, and I served my whole career in South Phoenix, where it's mostly blacks and Latinos families there. And the black families, more so that even than the Latino families, have undergone a process by these international crime lords to make them dependent on the federal government. You know, I was talking to someone earlier who said that, well, these are all black people and they're welfare state people, so forth and so on. And I said, yes, but if the whites had been chosen to accept into the arms of our little white children the drugs our government has been bringing in for years, the heroin and the cocaine, and if we had been given free money for years and years and years, would we have not taken it? And would we not be welfare people today? Would we not be wards of the American government? And all of this came to me today as I saw the black families and the little black children running around, and one was wiping the head of her grandmother. It looked like her grandmother had passed out from lack of water or from the horrible heat and humidity down there. Her grandmother was laying on the ground, little black girl wiping her grandmother's forehead. And I thought back, folks, in the 50s when I grew up in Washington, D.C., you know, I knew black families there. I was a young child. But I learned a little bit later that at that time in the 40s and 50s, you may not know this, but all black families had two parents in them. Almost 100% of black families back then had two parents. Almost 80% of the black families today do not have two parents in them. 80% could read at that time when I grew up. 40% or 30% can today. At that time, they were very spiritual people. They were Southern Baptists, most of them. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were fairly happy people, even though our government kept telling them they were not, that they were being held down by whiting, trying to separate and cause chaos among the ranks of the races here in the nation, and they did very well at it. But I also knew that the blacks were hardworking. Very few were on welfare at that time, back during the 40s and 50s. A very small minority, 30% would see the inside of a jail, I think, 20 or 30%. I forget now. I think it's closer to 20%. But here, almost 60% of the young blacks, before their 25th birthday, will see the inside of a jail. What has happened to these people, folks? Well, I know what's happened to them. There's been a program to cause chaos in our society and use the blacks and use them to help divide America up, to conquer America, to cause chaos. We know this because we've done the research, and we know that back in 1912, a book was written by the leading communist in Britain named Israel Cohen. The name of that book was A Racial Program for the 20th Century, and in that book, which was this I got out of the Congressional Record June 7th, 1957, it was entered in the Congressional Record by a lady named Miss Granahan, and here's what it said, what she read into the Congressional Record out of Israel Cohen's book of 1912, the leading communist in Britain. He said, "We realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro population against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, in the worlds of sport and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin the process which will deliver America to our cause." I mean, folks, this is diabolical evil. And you probably have heard of Margaret Sanger, the darling of the left here. Margaret Sanger, the one that founded Planned Parenthood, and the pivot of civilization and her program to eliminate the blacks, to kill off the blacks in America. We'll get into that in just a minute, but I just broke down and weeped today when I thought about my years I spent in South Phoenix carrying little black children in my arms that later died in the hospital because they had gotten into their brothers and sisters' drugs or some horrendous thing has happened because of our government's purposeful destruction of the black race in America, to cause the black race by pumping the drugs into the arms of little black children and Latino children today, causing the horrible crime problem. So the American white majority will point to them and say they're all druggies, they're all gang members, they're all this or that. And I just saw that today all come to me of the little children I've seen dead on the streets of South Phoenix from drug overdose, knowing our government was bringing the drugs in. And And hearing comments today from people, well, it's just the blacks down there, the welfare people, the useless eaters that are dying. Folks, I'm sorry. You know, if you know how that minority was chosen and why they were chosen to by these international crime lords that control our governments today, I think you'd have a different attitude about it. But anyway, we'll go into that a little more, and I just wanted to get into this to ask you to call in, if you will. I have two callers on the line already, and I haven't given out the number, but let me give out the number and hear what you have to say about what's going on with our fellow Americans down there in the South today. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Carol in Idaho. Carol, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for taking the call. I'm well aware of what has been done to the black people. As I've been watching the news in this horrible situation down there, though, the last few days, the saddest part of all is to see how unaware these people, be they black or anyone, but to see how unaware the citizens of that distraught area are, that they are, how do I say this, that they've been disenfranchised, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, yes.
The government has trained them to look to the government for everything, and the saddest part of all is we fall for it.
Yes.
The people are falling for it 1,000%. And the media, it struck me how the media seems to be zooming their cameras in, especially whenever there's a group of people, a group of citizens yelling and screaming, where is the government? Why aren't they helping us? And this is very legitimate to a large extent. I mean, all the reports we're hearing that they're thirsty, they're hungry, they're without lights.
Yeah, some of them are dead already.
How would we be acting if we had gone through 5 days of that? So, you know, I understand all that. The reason I called, though, Jack, was just to share something that I caught on the Today Show. That's NBC's morning show.
Okay.
This morning. Matt Lauer, who is the main fair-haired boy there, was interviewing a news analyst by the name of Howard Fineman. And Howard Fineman works with Newsweek magazine as well as being an NBC news analyst. Well, anyway, Matt Lauer asked Mr. Fineman a question. He said, now, regarding this horrible situation down there on the Gulf Coast, he said, whose responsibility is it as to how well this disaster management goes or how poorly it goes? Whose responsibility? Who's mainly in charge and who's mostly responsible? And Howard Fineman said, the president. The United States president is the main one in charge. And here's the clincher. This is why I called, because of this amazing sentence that followed. After Mr. Fineman said, the president is most responsible, he said, these are his exact words, we've long since past the time when the states were in charge or autonomous. He says, we have a federal system now, and so therefore it's the president who has to step up and bear the burden of the responsibility of providing what it is that the people need. And my heart just sank. I mean, we know it's true, but it was just so sad to hear that analysis of our present situation here in this supposed People's Republic of America.
Yes, the arrogance of these people that have been pushing for this international system and a federal system for years and have played a very serious part. These talking heads on television and in the print media has played a very critical role in doing away with states' rights. Now, I shouldn't say it like that because we still do have states' rights, but the governors have been placed in power because they're globalists and are just like this person that was interviewed. They believe that it should be a federal system under an international system, and America should not be a sovereign nation anymore. So, Carol, sadly, you're right, and he's right. It is a federal system today because we don't stand up and demand states' rights.
None of the local politicians, be it the mayor, the governor of the state, or anybody, seems to know that they should be number one in sovereignty and in charge.
I think they know it, but they're in agreement with this global system we're coming. Carol, thank you so much. That's very important what you just told us today. Thanks for calling.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and before we go to Bob in Kansas, give me just a moment here, Bob. Margaret Sanger believed in killing the blacks. I think she came around to the way of thinking of the internationalists, though later on, where she just wanted to use them to destroy America. But here's what she said in her book, Margaret Sanger, the one that started Planned Parenthood, to kill the babies of the blacks and, just kill babies. For population control that these internationalists believe in so strongly. She said in her book, the pivot of civilization in 1920, she wrote this, her Negro program, a program designed to eliminate what she called the inferior races. She justified her position because, and this is a quote, the masses of Negroes breed carelessly and disastrously, with the result of increased among Negroes, that portion of the population that is least intelligent and fit. In addition, she said, there is a need for the elimination of human weed and for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. I mean to tell you, folks, and here's old communist Sanger's some more words. The most successful educational approach to the Negroes is through the religious appeal. We do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister, a black minister, is the man that can straighten that out, that idea out before it occurs to some of their more rebellious members. He further stated that this elimination should include dysgenic races, blacks, Hispanics, American Indians, and she was a member of the Theosophy Society, and she was a worshiper of Lucifer. So this is these internationalist folks, the skull and bonesers. They believe the same thing, and they're working towards this end. And also what we've done today, and for many generations now, or for several generations now, is take the blacks away from Jesus Christ, and the Latinos too, for that matter, or the American Indians. We're taking them back to their roots. Isn't that wonderful? Taking them back into paganism and shamanism and all the isms out there. We started something like Kwanzaa for the blacks that was started by a very evil man, black man, and taking them away from Christmas, you know, and the celebration of Christ's birth, and taking the people away from their salvation. And same thing's happening to the American Indians today. They're being taken back into their roots, and they're beating drums again, and they're conjuring up the spirits from the spirit world and worshiping them. And for years and years, our American missionaries had tremendous success for bringing the American Indians to the Lord Jesus Christ and getting them saved. But who is out there today destroying the black races? And so, you know, I see something different than just blacks by the thousands down there, thousands that are welfare people and that are useless eaters. This old cop and many of us who have studied this issue of how our government has purposely provoked a plan to use the blacks to divide the country. And the Latinos and Indians are doing the same with today. So it's a heavy heart I have today seeing our black brothers and sisters, our countrymen, dying down there because we've spent 4 or 5 days now and can't even get them water yet down across from Australia, you know, where the tsunami hit. Within 2 days, we were dropping big stallion helicopters were dropping pallet load of water to people that had not been without it for like 2 days, but yet we're allowing our own people to die in these areas. Is something going on? Well, let's go to Bob in Kansas. Bob, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack.
Good to have you on, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me a little time here. I got three different subjects to cover real quick.
Okay, go right ahead.
You reminded me of some things as you were reading.
Yeah.
For one, Margaret Sanger was a weed.
She was a weed, that's
she
right.
She was a weed. And for another, I believe all races are equally culpable in their own way for this problem of communism and socialism. I don't disagree with how they use the black people, but I think all races are equally culpable in this thing before the eyes of God and man.
Well, I think you're right, Bob. I do think that. We're all subject, as the Lord says, to being tricked by Satan and his minions. And many, many Christians today, the vast majority of Christians are tricked today by Lucifer and his minions.
Don't they use
yes, we're all culpable.
Don't they use this so-called church that mostly white people go to con them into the whole trip?
That's right.
Well,
that's
you know, what's a diff?
That's
now,
right, Tom.
I've been up here in Kansas City. We're already got gas stations running out of gas.
Yeah.
And that's going on nationwide. I think this is the straw that'll break the camel's back. I think they're trying to start race riots or riots, period.
Uh-huh.
And what I think is going to happen is we're at 326 here on gas up here in Kansas City.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
No, it's going to go on up. I mean, it'll be $4
yeah.
next
yeah.
week.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway.
That's the plan, Bob. That's the plan.
Five, not counting the big port in Alabama.
Yeah.
Five of the major ports of America, 5 of the 12, are in Louisiana.
Yes. Interesting, isn't it?
I'll continue after the break. Is that
okay.
All right?
Hold on, Bob. We'll be back with you in just a moment here, folks. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, folks, and we're just talking about what you want to talk about today. There's some things going on down there that we're trying to understand. There is chaos, and there are these internationalists love chaos. They thrive on chaos. The great order op chao, order out of chaos, is the great work of the Illuminati and the high-level Masons, 33rd degree and above. Of the Masons. Matter of fact, the jewel the 33rd degree Mason wears around his neck is a satanic sign with the words Order of Chao on it. So anyway, just thoughts I'm coming up with today. By the way, there's something else going on. Bob, hang on just a second here. They're jamming the communications in New Orleans. Who's doing this? Because I can tell you right now, in the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona, our police officers have radios in their cars, and we have antennas up on the top of the buildings in the highest buildings in the whole area. What's going on here with the police not having radios that are working where they could communicate with each other? Very interesting, folks. That's not possible unless it was done on purpose. As far as I know, maybe you radio people out there could tell me, how is it that the police radios and emergency fire radios don't even work in a huge city like that has big backup battery units to run these things and everything? something doesn't smell good at all. Let's go back to Bob in Kansas. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, well, New Orleans doesn't smell good at all today anyway.
Yes, that's
it's
true.
It's pretty sad. Anyway, I think they're getting ready to exterminate all those people, or at least haul enough out, and then you'll never hear from them again.
Yeah.
And the cops, see, on the ground, they might be the ones that... Remember how the cops and firemen leaked a lot of information, 911?
Yes,
they don't want that happening again, Jack.
Uh-huh.
All right, back to the ports. We got these ports clogged. We got 9 refineries sitting in 20 foot of water. It'll take forever to turn around and get fixed. And in Mobile, that port ain't even going right now. So we got all these ports, no shipping. What they're going to do is they're going to let this thing deteriorate down to the point where our stores empty out in every city. And there's rioting. And they'll let this rioting and this fighting amongst ourselves and this dying go on until everybody's so weak and most of their ammunition spent, then they can march their occupying troops in.
Yeah.
To get their little order. I think that's the plan with this, and I think we're right on the cusp of it.
Yeah, Bob, I see your point, because there's going to be a point that the people will scream for the United Nations to come in because our government can't cope with it. Is that the direction you think it's going?
That's the direction, but I don't even think they'll scream for it. I think they'll just you know, the people who prepared and try to survive within all this, they'll spend their ammunition, most of their food, the 30, 40, 50, 60% may be dead by the time they come in. There's no way they could control as much territory and as much population without over half of us being dead according to their plan anyway.
I see.
You see, and then they'll offer you your genetic swill, genetic engineered swill, your little chip, and your praise the supreme leader business, or die. And I think
watch out. Yeah, Bob, also watch out. Any time now they're going to be saying that there's cholera and there's other things, and they're going to start the injections.
Yeah, the injections.
Everybody start the injections of all these people.
They'll inject.
So watch out.
They'll inject a bunch of those people down there. They'll die right away from the vaccine, but then they'll say it's cholera or polio or something. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to say to everyone out there, reminding cops and all, God requires blood for blood unless you repent. He goes back to the Old Testament, unless this nation repent. And right now, look who's gone. Look who has had to bear the brunt of the tyranny and blood shedding of innocent blood in Iraq. Those three states have the bulk of their people out.
That's right.
And they have been forced by their poverty and lack of jobs to go over there and oppress, commit tyranny and innocent bloodshed. Okay, so that's got to come back on this country. We've shed all the innocent blood of these little babies and other innocent blood around the world. Now... And one other thing that I found out yesterday that you'll be interested in, I know you will. Have you ever heard of the Southern Decadence Festival?
Oh, yes. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I think more than scalar weapons, I think God is paying us back.
Yeah, well,
and I'll give you reproof of that.
Okay, well, Bob, listen, I got loaded phones, brother, so I got to move on.
Let me give you a reproof of that. One more thing about San Francisco.
All right.
It's getting real hot and heavy with the geophysical events. Mammoth Mountain's been rumbling heavy out in California, and it happened on the day they okayed gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So God is going to pay this country back for what it's done. Thank you, Jack.
Hey, Bob. Lord bless you. And thanks for your good input. Okay, let's go to Bill. Wait a minute. Let's take Alex real quick. Bill, hold on just a minute. Alex had something he wanted to say real quick. Has something to do with a funeral. Alex, is that right down there?
Absolutely. I've only mentioned it once on my show, and now it's too late for me to mention it again today. And I know it seems small compared to all these giant, almost biblical things that are going on. But Bob Hooper, a great... contractor who spent a lot of time building a veteran a new home in Austin when they bulldozed his house, and also heading up building the memorial church in Waco. He died last week, and tomorrow on Saturday at the Great Hills Baptist Church off Jollyville Road at 1:00, it's going to be Bob Hooper's funeral. And just a few months ago, George Pulliam, one of the other main contractors, you know, these two guys were friends, he died of cancer from complications from surgery for cancer. But now Mr. Hooper died, and that's tomorrow, 1:00, at the Great Hills Baptist Church. And I sure hope folks can be there. A lot of folks are going to the Liberty Jamboree, I know that. But I just wanted to say what a great guy Mr. Hooper was. And then on just briefly on what's happening in New Orleans. Clearly, the first four or five things the feds did screwing up, I thought maybe they're just inept idiots. I mean, you know, we know they can't take care of us. But telling, you know, foreign governments, state governments, they didn't want water filters, not letting the troops fly in the water and the food for 5 days. And then as soon as Bush gets there, they let all the help in. I think that was scripted. I think that blew up in their face. And I don't think it's weather wars. I mean, I really do think it's God judging this country. And I'm sad for all the people that this is happening to. And then in closing, Jack, you always send me great stuff. We posted that last week, your great letter to that police officer. I have seen those quotes by Margaret Sanger, but where particularly were you reading those quotes from? Because I wish you'd email those to me.
Okay, I've got a whole file on this, and I you can find them on the web under Margaret Sanger, but I've got some old copies here that I've acquired over the years that I've used on my speeches on this subject, and I'll get you what I can here, brother.
Well, I'm actually going to get a
documentary. Book, Pivot of Civilization, in 1920, where she had all these comments, and so I could actually go to the web and look up the Pivot of Civilization and see if we can pull them right off the web there.
Well, I'm actually making a documentary about the New World Order and all this right now, and I was going to put a little bit in there about population control, and
yeah.
People have trouble believing this. I mean, she gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, and then when we criticize her, we're Nazis because we're not good Nazis.
Yeah, and it's amazing how she is the darling of the left here in this country, and supposedly they're all for racial equality and helping the black population. And the
no,
minority.
Really, they're about bringing in the welfare to break up the families and socially engineer those people,
yeah.
Which they've done a great job of doing. They're doing it to everybody. But, Jack, I tell you, this really could hurt the economy, and then the slow response by the feds, I really think it's – I hate to agree with the last caller, but I think the feds – I was watching CBS News tonight, and it said, order out of chaos tonight. And,
really?
Order out of KO.
I'll be
and so they love just flaunting it in our face. You know, I got a clip of Bush at the end of my film, American Dictators, where he says, well, we've got to bring order out of the chaos. So you're right. And that's those 33rd-degree Masons wear around their necks. They create the crises and offer the solution. God bless you, Jack.
Hey, God bless you, Alex, and thank you for telling us about the funeral down there. Okay. All right. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, doing okay. Heavy-hearted again because brings back me working with the black people and seeing their children die down in South Phoenix and all because of our government's actions. And so this is kind of ripping me up a little bit, Bill. But what's on your mind, buddy?
We've got a triple disaster here. We've got the hurricane, we've got the government, and then we've got the black mob mentality, and everybody is covering this up. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
City after city, I see it going on and on and on. And you know what? It's going on too much. They have to, as a people, and say, hey, look, this is the way we are. I have city after city right in front of me. Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, L.A., Seattle. The Mardi Gras disaster, New York City, Cincinnati, New Haven, New Orleans, Philadelphia. You know, they must take responsibility and get their house in order and stop calling us racists because and trying to cover up their bad actions by saying that whites are racist somehow and that makes them rape and murder. I'm sorry, it's disgusting, and I'm very angry about it. They're adding a disaster on top of another disaster, and we got Al Sharpton out here trying to cover it up. It's wrong. They can't do this. You cannot loot and expect to say, hey, you know what, we're only looting because whites were racist?
Yeah.
This has got to stop. Am I wrong?
This is that those religious shills that Margaret Sanger was talking about. Get to the black pastors. Of course, these were communists that they raised up to be pastors in the black community. It would go along with her program, Margaret Sanger's program, and that's who these black leaders are today. Sadly, they're not religious people at all, but they're part of this international program.
They're apologists, and they're whipping up a frenzy in the black community and justifying anti-God actions in that community. You cannot rape somebody. You cannot murder somebody and then hide behind, oh, we were once oppressed. Everybody was wants the press. Every race, and that they can't hide behind it anymore. And we have to settle this question. That's unacceptable behavior.
Yes.
And
Bill,
one more thing.
Yes.
You know, poor people. Let me tell you something. New Orleans was one of the most violent, vile cities in the United States. Easily one of the top five. My daughter was mugged there, and her boyfriend was almost beaten to death down there. Before this hurricane happened, that was an evil, violent city that's full of Santorini, voodoo, all kinds of black magic shops.
You're right on target.
And
yep.
Gambling casinos. Hey, how do I know this is not an act of God? They had it coming. Hey, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco gets it next. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Bill, thank you for your comments. Straight shooter, man. Thank you. Yeah, what you're saying is true. I want to get into, if I have the time, Chuck Baldwin's article here, September 2nd, Is God Removing His Hand of Protection from America? I think that, as a Christian myself, I think that this has already happened. It's not, is he going to do it, but he already has done it because we deserve it. It's righteous for him to treat us like he did Sodom and Gomorrah, because if we're not equal with Sodom and Gomorrah, we're worse than they are. And so anyway, let's go to John in Arkansas. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, a very greeting from the Zionist occupied sector of Little Rock.
Okay.
The Zionist Jews.
Okay.
And listen to Alex, if you're listening. Hey, I'm a fan of yours, have been for a long time. And to that caller before, Alex, I agree with you, but I'm not going to apologize for the conduct of my people, what they did. I mean, let's face it, this is one of the poorest areas in all of New Orleans. And what do you expect for them to do when the flood comes in, everything's wrecked, and the windows are wide open with boxes of food and stuff? I don't apologize if they stole food and water. Now, still a fur coat, TV, that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Just
very true, John.
That's why my people act the way they do.
Yeah.
They're in these depressed ghettos that were created by the Zionists to begin with. I'm sorry I don't have enough time to get into it, but man, I would like to. Ugh. Anyway, the point is, they acted out of greed. Maybe in the beginning they were acting out of food because there was no food and water coming in. And since most of my people loved the politicians so much, like the Democrats, and I don't know about Republicans, but since they loved them so much, they were waiting on the government to help them. Well, I got news for you. You see how long the government slowly responded.
That's
Let me
right.
say that again for those that didn't hear. Slowly responded. And look here, Google it, people. You can Google, the city of New Orleans, the Army Corps of Engineers, back in 2004, asked for a budget increase, and Bush cut it because he wanted to take care of the oil buddies.
That's right.
So, you got to understand, sir, like the caller said, God requires blood to be shed, full of shed. Now, God works through men. Now, whether he used somebody to create the weather modification or did it himself, it doesn't matter. If you think God won't use you to get his point across, you're dead wrong.
You're dead wrong, John. That's right. That's right.
He will use you. He will use whatever tools you got laying in front of you, whether it's weather modification device or whatever. Or he'll do it himself. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
To get his point across, he will use you, because that's what he likes to do. He works his ways mysteriously. You better read what the Bible said to the caller before, Alex. Now, this is all his will, and yet sometimes people don't want to repent.
That's
you know, there's
right.
an old saying in the West when they used to have gun-toting preachers, they would have a sign that said, repent or be spent.
Okay, Brother John, listen, man, you know what's going on,
well,
man. I'm listening to you. You know what's going on.
I'm out here. Look at, I just seen it. Look at the wave of compassion sweeping the nation. I just seen a man get out of his truck a while ago, and he saw a homeless guy going to the garbage can eating. He jumped out of his truck and said, hey, man, you ain't got to do that. Reached in his pocket and gave him something. So the wave of compassion is beginning to take a hold. God's word is manifesting itself, and I just seen it a while ago.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
I mean,
Brother John, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I got to move on, brother. But listen, will you call back again? I think you got a lot of knowledge there, brother. Thanks for sharing it. Okay, let's go to Sam in Missouri. Sam, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while. Hope you and Trish are doing well.
Oh, we're doing fine. We're still out here fighting the good fight, Jack, and
good.
I know you are
praise
too.
Lord.
And blessings to you. And we've been catching you every night. We've been rebroadcasting you here. And
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Well, absolutely. I wanted to comment on the radios because this is a subject that I've been very upset about in these departments for quite a while.
Yeah.
They have been making a move back in the 80s and early 90s to move a lot of these police departments off of the old 150 megahertz band where they could communicate point to point and moving them to a new radio system in the 800 megahertz band, which they have to go through a tower to communicate.
Okay.
And we saw this happen in Kansas City. It didn't work. We had firefighters as well as police officers trapped in places like burning buildings and various places because the radios wouldn't get out.
I see. Hey,
yeah,
Sam, hold on. Hold on a minute. Okay, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be back with Sam in Missouri. Maybe we'll learn about why these police and firefighters don't have radios down there. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back to Sam. Yes, Sam, in Phoenix, Arizona, we had towers in the city, a huge, huge city. But if the communication went down for 15 minutes, we have backup generators. It was back up, and no natural disaster, unless it just tear those towers apart, would have stopped us from communicating. Tell us what's going on, Sam.
Well, see, with the old radios, even in a flood like this, a policeman could pick up his radio and he could tune to a channel and he could transmit directly to another officer's radio and they could all agree on a channel to be on and they could go out and work across the city or whatever to the best of their ability that way.
Yeah, we did
with
that.
With the new system, you can't do that.
You can't do it. Boy, that's not
good. New system goes strictly through the towers. If the towers get knocked down or if the and see, the other thing, too, this 800 megahertz does not travel nearly as far. The higher in frequency you go, the less range you have, and that's another bad problem, too.
Seems like they're going backwards instead of forward. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, we had some hams in Kansas City that tried to tell the department up there in Kansas City, you know, you guys are making a grave mistake, but they wouldn't pay attention to them. They got some consultant that came in. They put in a whole radio system that wound up not working, and the city wound up having to spend a whole bunch of money to get that tore out, and they put in another one, and that one still doesn't work.
Yeah. Mm. Bad news. Bad news. Nothing worse than having
this is what we're facing, and we're in big trouble.
Yeah, well, it sure is odd, you know. Sam, what do you think about August the 31st to September 5th was this big 34th annual Southern Decadence where 125,000 homosexuals were going to be there having sex in the streets and partying, and all of a sudden that place is all destroyed. What do you think about that timing, Sam?
Well, I will tell you that, as I've told the Southern Movement, you know, people in the Southern Movement, because we broadcast on the traditionally Southern network, and I've told them, I said, guys, I said, we've had two major disasters right in the South's own backyard, and I said, these need to be dealt with, and we know how the Terry Schiavo case went. That was one of them down in Florida.
Yeah.
And then we had this festivity of homosexuals down there in the South in New Orleans that was coming up. And see, the thing is, we're either going to have to clean up our backyard in this country and get things back in order, or God will judge us. And I think that's already happening. I have to agree.
I agree, Sam. I think this is happening. I think God righteously has taken his hand off America. Used to be a time in America, brother, when you couldn't touch America. Nothing could come close to damaging America. And now it's just the left and right punches left and right to this country, and I think it's obvious what happened, and the only way to get it back is for God's people to come out of their churches, out of their prayer closets, and get active in taking this nation back from Lucifer and his minions. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And even the churches now are starting to get invaded, Jack. There's this new movement called the Church Growth Movement, and this movement threatens to take the churches even further away from their mission in the sense that the whole idea is to make churches, quote-unquote, more like businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think they could get any more like businesses.
Well, I'll have to send you an email. I need to get your email address. I need to send you a website called concernmembers.com. Concernmembers.com.
Okay, Sam. Well, listen, give me a buzz, if you will, and I'll give you the website. We're out of time for tonight. But say hi to Trish. Give her a hug for Angie and me. And we love you guys and all those out there that are in the micro broadcasting. God bless all of you. We sure need you. And don't forget, folks, pray for the people that are being ravaged today by the government and by the situation down in the South. Lord bless all of you. Have a great three-day weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.